one vagina for the rest of your life. Yep, no problem, man.
Veteran Drummond.
Hey, Cynthia, how's it going? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Good, Dennis.
Good, good. Hey, I sent that email to you last week with the number that you should have been able to call to get the
information. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to call them today. I've just had a real busy week.
I know, this week's been crazy. It's come after a three-day weekend, it's like you've been gone for a month or something. It's crazy.
Yes. Especially with divorce cases. It's like they had too much time to think of problems.
I went through that too long. Well, I'd say about 10 years ago, so I've been there.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I was all afternoon on emergency hearing in another county. You know, it's like, wow. Who does this right after the 4th of July?
Seriously. Well, yeah, at least you get paid. What I'd never understood is why they put us in the same room before we had to go actually into court. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I try not to have that, but yesterday it was 3 hours of each parent looking each other down and saying wonderful stuff.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Funny is now we actually get along. We have a child together, so we get along great. But she made it difficult then.
Yeah, no. And I'd say 50% of my clients can't bury the hatchet afterwards.
You know,
they spend all their time fighting, and the kids are the victims.
Exactly. That's what it is. You know, I had a coworker who, he finally got what he wanted, and he goes, you know what, I can't even afford to have my daughter. And I said, so all this time you were fighting just because you wanted to fight with the other person. It wasn't even about your child. You know?
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So I'm the attorney who ends up making my clients unhappy because I keep reminding them back there's a child here. You don't
good
want to mess them up for life.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're people like you are out there. That's good. That's good to know.
Anyway, enough of that. So, no, I appreciated it. I'm going to follow up. In fact, my tax guy was asking me this morning. Have you? I said I've got the number to call. I will call. I promise.
Not a problem.
It's only July. It's only July. Why rush into filing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I still have to figure out what to do with mine.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on board with me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm doing. Okay, well, I appreciate it. And we'll be, I guess, when it's closer to time of consideration renewal, you're going to give me the heads up, right?
Well, actually, you're at 50% paid in right now, so you could look into the renewal if you want to at this point. All I would need to do is just get 3 months of your most recent business bank statements, and that should be it. And they'll come back with some numbers for you.
Okay. Well, my partner said he'll be in at noon, so I'll check with him whether he wants me to do it or not, because he told me to wait till you gave me the alert and think about it seriously then. I said, okay. His wife's dying of cancer, so he's been a little preoccupied. So that's why I've been more busy than usual, trying to help him out, you know, not make him work so many hours up here.
That's tough.
She's in the last 2 weeks of life.
Oh, man. I lost my grandfather to cancer.
With it for years. Yeah, it's
tough. He's been dealing with it for years, then, yeah, we only had 6 weeks notice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he'd been over to pick something up, and he got dizzy, so went to the hospital. They took an X-ray of his chest, and he had a grapefruit-sized lump in there, and it was downhill from that. So, pretty crazy.
I don't know. This one was my partner just admitted this morning. You know, it was almost inhumane the last 3 years, just because they could do the treatments, and the last one made the cancer morph into a more aggressive, dangerous cancer, so it spread throughout her body. Yeah.
That's horrible.
So he's come to realization, maybe we shouldn't have done that. We should have gone for quality of life rather than having her so sick the last year.
Yeah.
And I went, well, you never know. you know, you thought it was a chance. Yeah. So anyway, okay, well, I'll call you back this afternoon. Let me get your direct line on a piece of paper closer to me than me looking it up again. What's the number I can call you back at, Dennis?
Sure, it's 858.
858.
519.
Yeah. 5315. Okay, I'll check with him and call you back later this afternoon.
All right, Cynthia, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.